Anthony, could you tell us a little bit about the Australian Space Agency and Victoria?
Yeah, the Australian Space Agency's purpose is to grow and transform a globally respected space industry across Australia, and that means we're working with each jurisdiction to understand their great capabilities and how we can contribute to space missions across the world.
So do you have any specific agreements with Victorians yet?
We work very closely with Victoria. The chief scientist is just saying how closely that the two agencies work together, and what we've been doing is exploring where the opportunities are for Victoria. They include in areas such as in STEM education. There's an organisation called VSEC, and that has actually been doing a lot of STEM education, understanding how to operate on Mars. Other opportunities we're seeing here in Victoria around space communications, and as we look afar, it's important that we have the ways to communicate with space. There are also a range of other companies that are using communications, for example, in broadband internet, and there are also manufacturers here that are looking to build components that can support space missions in the future.
I noticed that at the Australian Space Industry Association conference at the time of the Avalon Air Show, there was a lot of interest in getting involved in space.
Yeah, what we're seeing in Australia is a real interest in space. And the reason there's an interest in space is for two key reasons. Firstly, space touches all of our lives. We use the blue dot to find where we're going. We're using GPS to help manage our land. And we're using images from space to help manage things such as bushfire. There's also a whole range of technologies that are now applicable. There's a massive transformation in the sector. We're no longer where it's just governments that are investing. It's businesses that are developing these technologies. For example, satellites, which used to be only the size of a car, can now be the size of a loaf of bread. And these loaf of bread satellites, called nanosats, can have take images, can also have new ways of communicating back on Earth. So we're seeing a real opening up because the technology is smaller and cheaper, and the access to space is a lot cheaper than it used to be, which opens up all this potential.
We've got a number of entrepreneurial startups here in Victoria. Are you working with any of them?
We've got a range of companies across the nation. So one of our teams is a business development team, and we're working with those companies to understand their needs. And as part of the government's $150 million Moon to Mars project, we were recently in Victoria talking to companies to understand their capabilities, because ultimately what we're doing is understanding what Australia can bring to the table, and then from there looking at the opportunities internationally so we can integrate our companies here in Australia into international supply chains.
Thank you for joining us on The Space Show.
You're welcome.